Paul Dillon from the Drug and Alcohol Research and Training Australia. In Fiji, there are calls for the military government to release the president of the Fiji Law Society. Dorsumai Naidu was arrested yesterday after he went on ABC Radio and criticised the sacking of the country's judges and the censoring of local journalists. All of Fiji's judges were sacked last week after the president abrogated the constitution. The Supervisor of Elections, the Ombudsman, the Auditor General, the Director of Public Prosecutions, the Commissioner of Police and the Governor of the Reserve Bank of Fiji have also been removed. The former Vice President of the Fiji Law Society, Tupou Brandalau, told Michael Vincent that anyone who speaks out can expect to be detained.
Yesterday at about 11 or 12, I can't recall exactly, we were having a cup of tea at a kiosk across the road from the Lautoka High Court, and the policeman showed up, and they asked if they could have a chat to him, and then asked him if he would go down to the station with them. So he drove his own vehicle there, and they questioned him, interviewed him the whole of yesterday. Then they said they'd keep him overnight.
Why do you believe they took him away?
It's yet to be confirmed, but I think the line of questioning was that he had called an unlawful meeting of lawyers yesterday at the Lautoka High Court. That's the allegation under the new emergency regulation.
That he had called a meeting is why he was detained?
Yes, that he had called a meeting of lawyers.
Were you aware that the president had also been on radio in Australia criticising the new government?
He had told members what he was doing.
Did he believe he may be?
Yes. He said he believed he would be
detained for doing that.
Yes. And I know all of us, any of us that speaks to international media would be under the same risk. So, but, you know, it's not something we do lightly, but we feel obliged to.
Are there many people speaking out in Fiji?
I don't think you would get too many people to take the risk, and that's completely understandable. As I say, we're not dealing here with a situation where there is certainty as to the law. We are dealing here in a situation where, you know, there are tyrants, or a tyrant, and there are guns running around. So you speak and you take risks at your peril.
How do you feel about this sort of intimidation?
Well, it's very sad, I mean, and especially when it's happening again after 87 and 2000. Most people, cognitive people, would learn from their mistakes. I mean, we've all made mistakes. Since 87, we keep going back to the same plot. Somehow someone thinks there'll be a magical end to one of these coups.
The former Vice President of the Fiji Law Society, Tupou Brandalau.